Welcome to the Be Magnetic podcast. I'm your host, Tara, mindset coach and manifestation expert. I'm obsessed with helping you step into your limitless potential to create the life and business of your dreams. This podcast is designed to feed your mind every week with stories, ideas, perspectives, tools, and wisdom that will completely shift how you think about yourself, your life, and what is possible for you. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so turn the volume up and the windows down. You're in for a treat. Hi, gorgeous, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're talking about why you don't need to feel worthy to get what you want. And this is a perfect topic since I just held an entire masterclass called Worthy. You can still catch the replay, by the way, by signing up through the link in the show notes, and I will send it straight to you. So if you're feeling like maybe you're not entirely feeling worthy around receiving the big numbers and the massive impact and the joy and you know, the intimacy and the pleasure and the freedom in your life and your business, then this is maybe a good masterclass for you to watch. So make sure to join us there. And then also, I have opened up recently a couple new spots in my signature program, Energetics, which is my private mentorship program. It's a 6-month container where we work in depth on getting you to the level of income and impact, freedom and joy and intimacy in your life, business and financials that you're desiring to be at. In there, we are diving deep into your vision that you hold for, you know, the next year of your life, or even the next 6 months, and dive deep into your energetic blueprint, your subconscious programming, as well as your just frequency, and reprogram that, work on your identity, work on your belief systems, work on your habits, as well as tap into, you know, spiritual guidance to really access your ultimate potential to be, do, and have everything that you desire. Be that more money, more impact, more freedom, more creative expression in your business, more joy and pleasure and intimacy in your relationship, or just like a private life that feels really good. My intention for you with this program is really to, at the end of the program, wake up every single day thinking to yourself, fuck yes, this life feels so good to be true. And it actually happened quite a few times that clients of mine went into this program telling me that they're never going to be doing X. And then at the end of the program, they're like, Tara, I cannot believe that I actually did this. It's like the mind-blowing, jaw-dropping kind of stuff that we're creating in this program. Thank you to just really getting in tune with the version of you that you truly are at your core, and cleansing your energetic body of everything that's no longer aligned with you, and asking spirit for guidance as to what needs to be done to call in what you're desiring with the most ease and joy that you could possibly imagine. So if you're naturally always fallen into a leadership role ever since childhood and your friends could not relate by all means with your income goals, and you highly value all things personal growth, wellness, but also your family and freedom and travel and career and just living a life that feels really exciting to you because you know that life is too short to waste at doing things that you don't like, then you're in the right place. And we are going to get you to the level of impact and income, joy, pleasure, freedom, intimacy that you're desiring in your life and your business. If you're interested, you can just book a clarity call. It's completely free via the show notes below. And we're gonna get to know each other and think, see how working together could look like for us. I'm very excited to get to know you. And now, without further ado, let's dive into the episode. So there is this idea that we can only have either or. There is this idea in our collectiveness that we have to choose between things, right? Maybe like someone has told you before that you can only have a lot of money or be of service, or you can either be a successful business owner or have a thriving home life, or you can only be a stay-at-home mum or make a lot of money, right? Like, you can't be a stay-at-home mum and like make a lot of money. Or like, if you're the breadwinner in your family, then your intimacy in your relationship is going to lack. Or you know, like, if you're the free spirit that loves to travel and like spend time on the beach and like be in a water and be like a bit more of that like loose nature kind of girl, you're not gonna make a lot of money, because not a lot of money comes from that. You're literally just like the digital nomad. It's like living the broke life. So there's this like either or mentality that's going on, and it's been conditioning us so far that we've literally believed that we have to choose. And so we've been building these identities where we may have become this really successful business owner that has a lot of impact and a lot of money, but we're not feeling any joy because, you know, we are like depleted ourselves and we haven't given ourselves the freedom to do the things that we want to do. And there's also then these habits of we're starting to do things out of necessity rather than what feels good to us. We are making decisions based on what the smartest financial decision would be right now, or what helps the business grow the most, or what makes you know, the family life the best and things, that we're not making decisions based on what feels actually most exciting to us. And this is a paradigm that I want to change, because who said that this is how the world works? Who said that you cannot have it all? Who said that you have to sacrifice something in order to get something else? Who said that because you have X, the other thing isn't going to work out so well? I don't think that this is how the world works. And as of my experience, it's not how the world works. The world works this way because you believe it does. And so I want to change this with you. However, to change this, we have to look at the concept of worthiness. Because, and that's actually funny, because yesterday I had two client calls, and in both of those calls, this concept of worthiness came to the surface. Because whether it's with like a partner or clients or money, we always think like we have to feel worthy of receiving it. And, or we like, maybe we don't consciously think that, like, let me take this back. What we think is that we're not worthy of receiving clients or money or love or whatever we desire because XYZ, because we haven't been a good person, or because, you know, we are not capable enough to help people, or because we need to be the mom so we cannot travel. We don't deserve to have a vacation because we have to take care of our kids. Or, I don't know, like, we tell ourselves these stories, right? And what they are literally just stories that we tell ourselves about how life works. And by changing these stories, we can change our reality. But what self-worth really is a construct that is placed on us by society. Because, I don't know how many of you grew up with Santa and the Easter Bunny, but essentially the story that we've all been told ever since we were little babies is that if we're not being a good person, if you're not being a good girl or a good boy, following mommy's and daddy's advice and doing what they want, Santa's not gonna bring presents and the Easter Bunny is not gonna bring chocolate. And so we've been conditioned, in order to get love from people, we need to be good. We need to fit into a certain box. We need to follow certain guidelines, and we need to check boxes in order to be considered worthy of love and worthy of presents and worthy of chocolate. And if we don't, then we're not worthy. And this is where this construct of worthiness really comes from. So it doesn't even exist. Because if we look at it this way, Source has placed us on this planet for a reason. And Source does not know anything about worthiness or unworthiness. Source loves us. There is only unconditional love from a perspective of Source. And we are, just as we are children of our moms and dads, we are also children of the universe. And the universe, God, angels, spirit, they put us here because they love us and because they want us to have this experience. And anything and everything they do is done out of unconditional love. And from that place of, from the perspective of spirit, we are already worthy. We are already unconditionally perfect. Perfect in quotation marks, I'm going to say this because perfect isn't a word that I really like. But I'm going to use it in a sense. We are already inherently worthy because we are alive. And the reason I'm saying this is because the chance of you being born is 1 in 400 trillion. So you must have done something right. There must be some higher reason for why you are here, why you're gifted with this life. And if it's not that you're worthy of everything that you desire, I do not know what it is then, right? So that is what I believe. And that is also why I believe that everything is possible for us. And everything that we desire is destined for us, because again, Source would not have put us, like, gifted us this gift of desiring things or remembering things or wanting things if they were not possible and attainable and destined for us. So creating your dream life is really just an illusion. And because you can only have what you believe is possible for you, but then what you believe is possible for you is preconditioned by society. So you cannot create your dream life without working on deconditioning yourself as to what is possible. So if you want to change something in your life, if you want to attract something into your life, you have to believe it's possible. And in order to believe that it's possible, you have to understand that you're already worthy of it, because you're born, because you're human, because you're here on this planet, because Source is your father, your mother. That's why you're worthy of it. And because you're worthy of it, it's possible for you. That's like a basic understanding that you have to get behind, and it may take some time because you may have to decondition all the reasons why you do think it's you're not worthy of it. And one of the best ways to really decondition that is through RRT, and I do offer single RRT sessions as well, like if you're curious on deconditioning just like the self-worth piece, just reach out to me and we can schedule that in. But yeah, you have to do the deconditioning of like releasing that conflicts and the limiting beliefs that hold in the stories that tell you that it's not possible for you and that you're not worthy of it. Because at your core, you are worthy of everything you desire, and it's possible for you, because otherwise you would not desire it. So three beliefs that you need to acquire to get what you want and ultimately like get behind this understanding that you're worthy because you are, right? Is what is desired by me is destined for me. Like we just talked about, the universe put these desires onto your heart for a reason. And because they're there, you're worthy of them and they're destined for you. And if they're without reach at the moment, which can totally happen because sometimes the desires are so stretchy. So instead of contemplating about whether we are worthy of receiving this or not, what we need to ask ourselves is, do I want this? Do I really want this? Is it a heart's desire? If it is, then you're already worthy of it. And then the second question is it possible for me to receive right now? And if the answer is no to that, how can I make it possible for me? There's always a way to make it possible for you. It may require a lot of work. It may require you to step out of your comfort zone and do some scary shit, but it's possible to make it possible for you. So what can you do to make it possible? So that's what, like, the process that you need to be following. The second belief that you need to acquire is anything that follows I am. So whatever follows I am needs to be in alignment with whatever you want to create, right? So these are actually more than just one belief, but it could be, for example, I am worthy of whatever I desire. I am capable of getting rich. I am capable of receiving a lot of clients. I am destined to serve millions of people, right? Just look at whatever you put behind I am at the moment and make sure that whatever you start putting behind I am is in alignment with the life that you're wanting to create. And the last one is I can and I will. Similar to what I said before, if you want it, you're worthy of it, right? You can have it. And then you only have to believe that it's possible for you, and you have to make it possible, and you have to get behind this energy of I can do this. Because I'm me, because I'm human, because I'm here, because I've already achieved so much in my world. Like, I can. And I will. I will do whatever it takes to make this possible for me. I can because I want it. Because Source has placed this desire on my heart for a reason. And because I can, I will. And I will do anything and everything that it takes to make this happen. These are a bit more like esoteric kind of beliefs. And I know everything I said is very much so a bit more esoteric. And there's like not so much of a logical reasoning behind. So there is a bit of trust required for you to extend in order to really get the most out of the teachings that I've shared with you today. And I am asking you to just try on this lens for just a few weeks, really, because, you know, everything in our life is really just like a story that we tell ourselves and like a lens that we put on that we see life through. And so I'm inviting you to just try this on for just a few weeks and see what happens. And if you don't like it, you can always go back to seeing the world through a different lens, through the old lens that you've seen the world through up until now. But you never know if that lens may not produce a pretty outcome unless you try it. So even if this may have been a little bit like complex or stuff, at the moment, I really just ask you to try it on for fit and see how it goes. And then if you don't like it, you can always go back. That is everything I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please, as always, share it. Feel free to invite other people to listen to it. And also, if you have not done so, give this show a 5-star review. This so highly appreciated because it helps the show grow. And, you know, I put so much time and energy into these episodes that I just appreciate any kind of support that I can get from your end. So thank you so much for that. And I will see you next Wednesday. Lots of love. Bye.